Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you walk. When your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but as they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke, fool. I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light.
Been spending most of lives living in a gangster's paradise.
What a good day it is, what a good day it is here in the lovely Nassau, Bahamas. The rain has gone, the sun is out, the storm is on its way, but you know what? Christian people, you know how we say it, with Christ in the vessel. We here in the Bahamas can smile in the storm. And even though we've had a history of storms in the past and we have had tragic loss, today we want to salute those that have lost loved ones in the previous storms here in the Bahamas. And we want to continue to pray that that spirit that comes our way with these storms, that this particular time, that storm will not reach our shores. And so I join you today in prayer for those who do pray. And for those of you who depend on luck, I join you with the force of thought, the law of attraction, that that storm will not come our way. My name is Garth Minot Roseborough. I'm here today, Guardian Radio today, filling in as usual here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And today with Gabby, but Gabby was on her way. And of course, as it happens here on our 21 mile by 7 island, sometimes things occur that causes us to simply deter. And so we look forward to hearing from Gabby either this weekend, Sunday, 5 to 6:30 on Remark, or we'll surely listen out for her on Monday of the new week. We've been having a great day so far with all of our talk radio lineup here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, keeping you entertained. But more importantly, we want you to speak. And I think that is extremely important as we go ahead and demonstrate true democracy, because this is the platform for the upcoming general election. This is where you can speak. This is where you can shape ideas. This is where you can go ahead and simply state to us what your disagreements are, why you are disgruntled, and or maybe why you are proud and you feel as if, you know what, it's a great benefit by way of governance today. And so I want to open up the mics, of course, as usual, as I normally do, to allow you to speak first. And you have to excuse me, even though I may speak much on the program as the host, it is my absolute intention to allow everyone that calls this station to have something to say. And so if I cut you to 1 minute, it is not personal. If I keep you to just one call for the entire show of 1 minute, it is not personal. It's actually a benefit to you, because we only have 120 minutes on the show minus commercials and the news. And so I'm asking you people who want to barge and say, "Oh, gosh, I know you will not get an extra minute on my show," because there are too many people who want to call in and have something to say. So the challenge is, before you call this station, you need to take your 5 minute soliloquy or whatever your composition is, and you need to now bring it within the 1 minute mark. If you can do that, then I say truly you are a philosopher and a scholar. If you cannot, then of course you do not qualify for being a philosopher or scholar. You simply qualify as being selfish. And so I understand that I talk more than 1 minute, but like I said, let me repeat, it is my every intention to only talk for 1 minute for every show. So you need to call in. And when you call in, you will use the numbers 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere 05720, or you can simply text 422-4796. Now, we had a great show yesterday, and I understand that Bishop Kermit Agaro, he's on his way here, the ghetto bishop, he's on his way here. And what I like about the ghetto bishop, this ghetto bishop simply talks straight and talks the truth. You know, I'm a man of truth. I believe that if you tell the truth, you will shame the devil. If you tell the truth, liars will flee. And so this is what I do. I tell the truth as much as possible. I'm not being paid by anyone in particular to say anything in particular. I'm simply here to facilitate whatever it is that you today may want to say. But I am going to lead the conversation, and I'm going to tell you, based on yesterday's conversation, here's what I'm going to do. Touch you again, the civil service, but I also want to deal with you, union people. Yeah. Politicians may be afraid of you, and everyone else may be afraid of you. Garth Maynard Roseboro is not afraid of you. If you are a union of truth, I use the word truth, then you have no fear today. But if you are a union that has selfish ambitions and selfish gain, we today may have a problem with you, and you definitely will have a problem with me. The only difference is you don't pay me. You don't compensate me. You do not influence me. And you have no power over me. Because wherever Garth Maynard Roseboro goes, whether it's in the Southern Corridor, whether it's in the Eastern Corridor, or it's in the Northern Corridor, guess what? People listen to what I have to say. Because I simply tell the truth. And so here's where I would like to begin the show today, because as I awoke this morning, I had an interesting text from it didn't come from my brain, it did not come from my heart, it came from the heart, the mind, and the voice of a civil servant. Let me read to you what their thoughts were. So before you want to crucify me, this comes from my very, very good friend. I think he's an excellent civil servant. I know he is of the higher echelon in civil service. And so I appreciate him taking the time to just call, but to text me what I am about to read. You can agree, you can disagree today as to whatever he says, but I'm going to use this today to launch this show, based on yesterday's show. And so here we go. You people that live in the gangster paradise, let's put it to work. It's gangster time. Let me put on my glasses. I don't want to misread anything that he wrote. You know, I'm getting a little old now, 56, so my glasses is on. Here we go. What is the accomplishment of our union leaders before being elected? I gotta repeat that very quickly. What is, and I love this question, what is the accomplishment of our union leaders before elected? Why? See, another good question, why? See, what? And then now, why? Why do we find it so easy for us to follow unaccomplished people? First the what, now the why. Do we find it so easy for us to follow unaccomplished people? Is it, here's the statement, but is it because we, talk about all of us, as a people collectively, are lazy or insecure about our own abilities. My God, I love that paragraph. That's the opening paragraph with the opening questions. I hope you wrote that down, because now we dive into that. Next paragraph. How? See, that's unfortunate. I love smart, educated people. You know, first what, then why, now how? My God, we got some great people in this country. How is it that you have so much to say about money when many of have not given their staff a livable wage increase while they, talking about the union leaders, live high on the hog? That's the question of how. So we had the what, we got the why, now we talk about the how. Now this is where they get a little bit specific. A particular union set out to raise millions for its headquarters, renovations that has not yet been completed. What the government proposed for the civil service proper and not any quasi or other statutory is within the right of the government. The audacity of the teachers' union, whose leader directed the membership recently not to register, could it be to avoid accountability, close brackets, full stop. Our teachers are paid 7 to 9 weeks during the summer when they should be attending workshops and seminars. Open bracket. While only a handful shows up, close bracket, 2 weeks into Christmas, 1 week during Easter, plus teachers' appreciation days and whatever other trump up holidays. Full stop. The unadulterated shameless actions of one, two politicians sets the stage for their retirement. We have this movie before where they retire in shame and many die without even knowing what. This country has more than enough real issues than to face selfish greed to demise of its stability. I think I mentioned some of that yesterday. Then he gave me a clipping, and I have the clipping here. I don't know if you want me to have the producer to play it, but the clipping was from the 23rd of August, 2017, while Jeff Lloyd was the Minister of Education. And of course, that leader at that particular time made mention that those new teachers, that they were encouraged to join a union. The union, the Teachers Credit Union, or the Teachers Union, sorry, Bahamas Teachers Union. And then it was mentioned in that very clipping by one of our other syndicate news stations that those who are here from Cuba as teachers should also consider supporting the union if a strike will march with them. I have the clipping here in front of me, which I gave him gratitude for the clipping. Now, he also sent a clipping of the new BUT office, which I have here as well, that he put together. This is one of our own civil servants, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, of high rank, if I might say. 6 years ago, he says, and buildings still being renovated. I guess, he says, it reached or was not enough. He told me the address of the union building, which is right off of Tony Darling Highway, heading north, second building on the left, and he believes that they may also own Dandelion, which is the building next door. But he does not see, and I said he, I didn't say anything, I said he, I want you to know it's a male, 8 million anywhere. Maybe the furniture, he says, is very exclusive. He says the Bahamas Nurses Education Manager Union are all independently benefactors of their own union agreements. When they get increases, the general public service gets nothing. How, once again the question, how greedy can they be to want when the public service gets? Then he calls our good friend, Minister Kingsley, is a minister of the gospel, he says. He should be careful in his deliverance of the facts and not cloud the issue. Does he still have political aspirations in the near future, is the question he asks. Then he wants me to talk a little bit of politics, about the COI and the FNM's position on the public service. And he says that Adrian Gibson made a statement that they will build 1,000 houses a year. He wants to know if those are container homes. Now, me being a fair man, me being a man that listens to people, me being a man who is, he sent me that text this morning. Those are not my words, but I'm not a coward either. I know my friend to be a good man. So if he is talking correctly, we need to know. If he is talking nonsense, you need to give me a call. The number, once again, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of Ireland, 300-5720, or you can text at 422-4796. Now, before I take the caller, I know you're on the line, caller. Well, give me 1 second. I want to be fair to you to tell you where I stand today. I want to understand whether it's PLP or FNM, why is it and a combruction that we have in this country about money and settlement and conditions that we are demanding this increase, however, when I, Garth Minot Roseborough, and others who have this nation's interest at heart, demand that the grade point average of this country raised from a D, at least get it higher before you open your mouth. It can never raise. You tell me all kind of nonsense. It's the PLP fault. It's the FNM fault. Well, great God almighty, whether it's the PLP or the FNM, we still got a D grade average. You tell me if I let the COI get in there, it can be better. I don't believe that. I can tell you straight up today, I don't believe that. Because the problem cannot be political government. Maybe, just maybe, you teachers don't know how to teach. Now, one way today, I can tell you why. My father was a teacher at R.M. Bailey for years. For years. From I knew him and he moved into the house in 1978, he was a teacher. I was 9 years old. My mother was a banker with Commonwealth Bank. And my dad taught. My dad did night classes at the house. Had all kinds of strangers coming to our house, tutoring people to get better grades. My dad taught at the University of the Bahamas, which used to be College of the Bahamas. He taught biology to nurses in this country who are now probably senior nurses, anatomy and physiology and so forth. My dad, I could call his name and tell you about sacrifice. Because all in the back seat of the car was people exam papers. All over the car. Back seat, back trunk, passenger seat, on the floor, dining room table, in the bedroom. He was a teacher. He was a teacher. He was a teacher so much that when I went to Benton Harbor, Michigan, I too tried to be a teacher. And I taught science and math for a whole year. And because of dedication, I was able to take a classroom that was failing miserably and made them successful in Benton Harbor, Michigan for the MEAP exam, which was the Michigan Aptitude Exam. It takes dedication. It takes sacrifice. It takes commitment to raise the level of education anywhere you go. When you are a pastor, you don't have just 5-10 parishioners. You got sometimes 500 of them, and you got to reach every one of them and teach them and train them and make them good disciples. It doesn't matter to the number. When you are employed and you decide that I want to take on this responsibility as an occupation, as a lifelong occupation, that I'm prepared no matter what to make the sacrifice. You call me a pastor. I've not pastored a church. I can't even remember the last time I pastored the church. It must have been 2000 and maybe think about it. Maybe 2001 or two. Maybe. But if you ask my neighbors, if you ask my tenants, if you ask the people that know me, they will say to you that Garth Roseborough continues to inspire them to be greater and to point to the God that I serve. This is what I do because this is my lifelong calling. Money has nothing to do with it. If money had anything, I would have opened the church long time and take your money in the name of Jesus. But you know what? I ain't that type of preacher. I'm the type of preacher who believes that salvation is free. Therefore, when I mention the name of my God, it has to be free. If you want to give me a gift, go right on ahead. But I'm almost certain that the people that I meet on a daily basis, ask them if my hands are closed, I'm prepared to give the gift back away again. My mother always tells me about it. Why the heck do you keep giving away your blessings? I got to give it away because I do not, according to the book of Malachi, have room enough to receive a job. If you do your job, the creator of the universe is going to make sure that when you educate our children, when you as a civil servant do your job, he's going to bless you. And the reason why maybe you want more is because in your selfishness, you are cursed. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, God, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm right here. It's Friday.
So you sound very angry.
Oh, there you go again.
What's going on?
There you go again. There you go again. I ain't angry. As a matter of fact, before I came to the studio, you know, someone said to me, you're the happiest man I know. You better believe I am the happiest man that ever lived.
You need to demonstrate that in all love.
Okay, but you ask the people who know me, as probably you don't, who's the happiest man in the world?
Okay, let me say, I know that you. But let me just say something in reference to that letter that you just read.
Yes. I got it from somebody else, yes.
Yeah, that is a very partisan letter you wrote.
Okay. No, I didn't write it. I just read it.
I said you read.
Okay.
That's a very partisan letter. And how you came on speaking about that particular letter, I thought it would have been bipartisan and balanced, but it's not.
I don't have to balance it. You could balance it, but I don't have to balance it.
But allow me.
Okay, go ahead and balance it.
You had an opportunity, so let me just mention that letter you wrote, you said it was from a very valuable civil servant.
Yes.
And what have you.
Yes.
That is a partisan letter you wrote. That letter is on behalf of the Progressive Liberal Party, sir.
Okay,
and
so
you know that yourself.
So let me say this to you. Let me say this to you.
Hold on.
Don't fight me. Listen to what I'm saying to you again.
No, but I'm not done yet.
No, I know you're not done yet, but I am asking you to pause. Are you intelligent enough to pause a minute?
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I am saying to you, I got the letter this morning. Whether you agree or disagree,
Hold on.
See, now you want to stop me again. I'm simply opening up. So, airwaves, for you to either agree or disagree.
No.
Now, for me...
I made a suggestion. The suggestion was it was a very partisan letter.
I'm not going to fight you. That's your opinion, and I respect that.
I was waiting for a punchline, but I didn't hear it.
No. Line. You are the punchline.
You discriminate Jeff Lloyd and the COI, but I didn't hear nothing about the PLT. And now it seems that you're very upset.
Oh, see, now you're saying me. And I told you again, I got the letter that I read.
Yeah, but...
But you can't point the finger to me. I asked you to respond.
You discriminated two parties. Two.
Let me take another caller, please. Because that one had hard as hell today on a Friday. Next caller, please.
Hey, Mr. Roscoe, how are you today?
Hey, I cut you, man, because you ain't listening, man. Go ahead.
You're on to something, sir. Listen, man. What you need to happen in this country today with a civil servant, a fair day's work for a fair day's pay. Everybody's complaining, but they want money.
That's all I'm saying. For me personally, I read the letter, and then I said to the person, here is where I stand. And he can tell me what the person wrote as if it was me. And I trying to say to him, this is where I stand. That's why I cut him. And he can say, oh, you cut me, you rude. No, you friggin' wrote the letter. I read the letter, and I told you where I stand.
He called you a PLT because you...
That's what he's trying to do. And I don't appreciate that. That's disrespect.
And you opened the line for people to...
I didn't tell him I'm happy, whether he's PLP, FNM, CO. It don't matter to me, none. I live in the western side of the country, and I'm very, very happy.
And I have another issue.
Yes.
I'm hearing that Mr. Quintard, the officer's leader, and Mr. Adrian White, now speaking of what they intend to build. How much? $1,000?
That's what they mentioned in their communication.
What they intend to do is what PLT is actually doing at this time. Have you kind of a ride down to Renaissance lately?
Boss, that's why I opened up the line. This is Friday. And I said, you know what? I'm going to let you all speak to what has been mentioned. And then, you know what? This is why I understand why when they said to Jesus, you know, you the king of the Jews? And Jesus said, you know what? He ain't say a word. Sometimes you just don't say nothing because some people just don't understand.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So this ain't no PLP, FNM, COI thing. This is either something that was written accurately or it's inaccurate. I'm only asking the listeners who are intelligent to tell me what's inaccurate with what's being said and correct the situation so we could all understand. But the one thing I understand is that if you hire to do a job,
do
your job. That's all I know. That's all I ever know.
Another problem I have is residents right now, they're building multi-family lots, right? They're building condos for those what I would call it, educated young person. If they want to just have a condo instead of having a home, that's what they're doing in the back. I'm not listening. That's going to be a great place when it's finished. But you know, another problem I have with Mr. Kingsley, Ferguson, and Mr.
We'll try not to make it too personal, but I just had to read the letter as was. This thing got nothing to do with me.
But as far as union leaders, okay? Mm-hmm. Instead of them lead the union down the right path as far as trying to educate some of this, the person working in the union so they could get higher paying jobs. All they're thinking about every time you hear a 2-3 month strike. That's wrong.
I don't like it. I appreciate you. I appreciate your call. Thank you, my brother. Next call on the line, go ahead. I got the phones lit up. Next call on the line, go ahead. Oh, I can't hear. It's a little fuzzy. Hello?
Caller?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, how you doing, sir? I'm listening to your show, kind of interesting. I have one correction I want to add.
Okay.
I don't know where in the Constitution it speaks about this party governance.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say it, because you just blatant out where there's PLP, FNM, and COI, as if that's the only people that could apply for government we could vote for.
No. I understand what you're trying to say, but you know me bigger than that. If you really know me, you know me bigger than that. But go ahead.
I have to be technical now because for too long, at 43, for too long, all we've been pushing the narrative in terms of election and who could lead this country is party politics, and the Constitution does not speak about that. And we as a nation have yet to come as an intelligent and have a conversation and to break down the Constitution so we could educate ourselves so we as men and women and adults to stop sounding or ignorant.
Because well, you know what, sir? I'm going to say this to you quickly. I'm going to say this to you quickly, and it's Friday, and so forgive me for being strong. For those who know me, I've been on radio from 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Before we even had a conversation about an independent candidate and independent candidates being in the House of Assembly prior to 1967, it was Lincoln Bain, Garth Roseborough, Peter Johnson, Omar Archer, and Julio on Carmichael Road, and I introduced you to the idea of independent candidacy. If you really know me, I'm the most open-minded person you'll ever meet. So I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate you. And I'm not hitting you. I'm simply thanking you, but I'm just simply introducing myself to you that I'm not the one. Okay.
You know, we just want the kids, the young voters, to understand the truth about the structure of our nation and how we have been misled to believe that only people we could vote for is the party for the leader. When constitutionally, that does not what we do. We vote for the individual that's vying for the
seat. We should, we don't always do so, but we should.
Because we have not educated. You know, when I speak to FNMs and PL, because I'm a candidate, I'm an independent for the...
In which area?
3 years.
In which area?
Hills. I run for Garden Hills.
Give me your name.
Kareem Hanchel.
So Kareem, you don't know me?
No, I don't know you.
Kareem Hanchel, defense man, you don't know me. Garth Roseborough, PNC. You don't know me?
Yeah, I know Garth.
Oh, so why are you fighting me?
No, because I'm saying to you, God, in our conversation, even in past, I'm saying to you, let's be real. The conversation when we talk about government and election and all this, we have to now include the independent power. So we talk about the dynamics of the structure of why we...
Well, here's what I'm going to do, Kareem. And Kareem, I only got a minute for you, but let me tell you what I want to do for you. I got to be as real with you as possible because you know I've been where you are. You got to spend your money, come on these shows, and tell the people who you are, because that's the only way to educate them. I'm sitting here at Guardian Radio 96.9 at the benevolence of this station. Listen to me very carefully. I can't give you too much details as to why I sit here and how I sit here. Yeah. But I want you to know that it's a sacrifice for me to sit here, but I am doing this for my nation.
Amen.
Now, I'm encouraging you, because I know who you are, and you now remember who I am, to speak to 302-23. Arthur Menard Rosebar will host you, and I will give you a fair shot.
Okay, good.
Okay. Have a good one, my friend. Yeah, man. Have a good one. Good. Next caller. Let's go on the line. Next caller on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, God.
Hey, just had to.
Yeah, I 100% behind you with what you said, man. That teacher union president, it seems that she's on a mission. Her mission is to basically, I don't know what is in her mind, but basically she's like, no matter which administration is in, her cry is always the same. She's miserable as hell. Honestly, man.
She's a beautiful lady, though. I like her. I like her sister. They're good people, but you know, when it comes to these union representations, I think we need to understand that we cannot destabilize our country like for a dollar bill. That's all I'm simply saying.
That's what I'm talking about too, man, because there ain't no way in this life, right? No matter who comes in, that Mr. Rebel woman, she always there.
Yeah, but she's sweet too. She doing what union leaders do in this country. She just agitating.
She don't want this country. And you know what? If you live it up to her, this country will be destroyed.
Oh, Lord. Well,
they need to get rid of that union president because she's all about ego every single time.
Oh, boy.
Feminism, man. Get that woman from out the place, dear.
And I appreciate your call, man. All right, right. McCullough, go ahead, next caller. Go ahead. You're on, but I can't hear you. Maybe your radio is up too loud or maybe too far away from the telephone.
Hello.
Hey. I'm going to take this call before the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen, man. That gentleman who called, he don't know about the unionization. The ladies are very nice. Ladies. She's only fighting for the rights of the individual. And I think they're really underpaid in the teachers' rights for our members. I hope you don't have any members of his family who are teachers or even nurses.
Well, I like what you're saying. I really got to take a break. I like what you're saying.
Man, no,
I want to give you a pass to call me back at 300-5720. I want you to call me back at that number. I'm going to ask Kermit to put you back through. I got to take a quick break, but I like what you're saying. Let's talk about it if we don't fight about it. How about that? This is Garden Radio Today, 96.9 FM. I'm Garth Menard Roseboro. Hey, we're having a great discussion today. Call your family, call your friends, call your co-workers, man. Let's get to the bottom of all of this. Let's fix our country's gangster paradise.
I was raised by the state, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a low-down gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life, do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things is going, I don't know. Tell me why are we so blind?
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Your favorite channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Nothing beats a Chikchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun, and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chikchani Lite version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chikchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate CharnieChallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
Popeyes brings you Bold Louisiana Crunch. Our hand-breaded chicken tenders wrapped up in a flour tortilla with lettuce, cheese, and pickles. Available in three bold flavors. Classic, spicy, and honey mustard. Our new wraps prove that big flavors come in small packages. Try the new chicken wrap today. Available for a limited time only.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio Bahamas.
Back, it's Friday here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, here for Guardian Radio Today. I'm Garth Minard-Roseboro. You know, I had some friends call in recently, and they didn't agree with me. Some of them even maybe passively attacked me. But I'm not offended, you know. I really do appreciate your opinion. I may not agree with you. I may cut you. But it's not personal. This is Guardian Radio Talk Show. This is Guardian Radio Talk. We got to talk these things up because at the end of the day, selfishly, if I may use that word for myself, I really want our country to be better. I really, really do. It has nothing to do with just you. Whether you want your BMW, Mercedes, Benz, your button when you press your gate and your gate opens up and then your covered car garage and your yacht that's going to be 85 feet and all the rest of that garbage. Because I lost two neighbors yesterday. I lost two. I lost one on the left side of me and one on the right. They both left here. They took their personal belongings and threw it outside. Here, my condolences to my community of Adelaide for the loss of two of our citizens. And I don't know for the life of me why you people get so bent out of shape about things. None of us carries anything out of here. I told my mother while I was in Michigan, I said, Mom, you know what? I sell in everything before I die. I kid you not. If God would have it that I could sell everything and live in a one-bedroom box, leave my wealth to my nephews and my nieces, I would be very, very satisfied and happy. So the house I live in, the cars that I have, the apartments that I own, whatever it is, I don't need those things. I don't need light. I don't need water. I need food. That's all I need is food. And this morning I had steamed turkey and yellow grits. Yesterday when I got back from my trip to Michigan, I've been eating lamb and grits in the morning with strawberries and blueberries and all them other things on my plate. I had T-bone steak. I had all kinds of things in Michigan. Oh, in Michigan I live good. But you know what? In living good, the first thing I ordered for breakfast when I got back home is tuna salad and yellow grits. Man, you all don't understand life. You got to be humble, man. You got to know that you're not here forever. And so whatever we do to each other, we must do with kindness, we must do with love, we must do with empathy and sympathy. We must look out for each other, man. We got to be our brother's keeper. I know it doesn't always end up in a dollar bill. But for my God's sake, I sleep good every night. I don't lose sleep for nobody. You know why? Because my heart is pure and my mind is clear. And sometimes I don't have a dollar in my pocket, but when I get $5 and the fella said to me, give me a dollar, I could give you a dollar. Let me tell you a story what happened yesterday. I was riding with what they call my bodyguard. You know, I got a bodyguard that rides with me every day. And the bodyguard went in. He said, Garth, I'm hungry. I took my last $20 out of the pocket. I gave it to him. And he went into the eatery. He said to him, could you buy me a cranberry juice? I'm waiting outside. I was outside for like 25 minutes. What's taking him so long? He said he wanted to cuss this man so bad. He said, but you know what? The voice said to him, give the man the money for the juice. And he gave the man the money for the juice. You know what the man did? The man left the $2 on the counter, walked over to him and gave him $20. Y'all got to understand, sometimes you got to sow the seed. I've seen that same bodyguard of mine give the man by the light of Mackey Street and Shirley Street. When we stopped at the light, the man said, y'all can give me a dollar, please? And my fellow in my seat said, no, I don't have a dollar to give, but could you give me $5? That same man, the beggar man, reached in his pocket and gave my bodyguard $5. Y'all don't understand this thing, man. Love is a serious thing. So me sitting here today, I'm only here because I love you. I've been joined by Bishop Kermit Agaro, but he'll be joining us after the news because I got to take these calls. Next call on the line, go ahead. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, this is Belinda Wilson.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah, now I think I need, I mean, a lot has been said about me, so I didn't come for y'all. Y'all came for me.
No, Belinda, you got Miss Wilson. I said, Miss Wilson, they say, y'all come for you. I read what the man said.
Okay,
go ahead.
Your ghostwriter.
Yes.
Said a lot of things.
Yes.
I don't think I would, because I was trying to call in now from, I heard you. So can I hold on and not be disconnected so that I can intelligently.
I appreciate that. Yeah, so what I'm going to do, let me see what time it is. Hold on. I appreciate you. It's 12:57, and the news is going to come on exactly at 1. So could you call me right after the news, and I will give you 10 minutes?
No. You call me because I've been trying to get in for the last 40 minutes.
Well, I have Wally News, and I'm saying if you call in again, because I don't have your number, I'll give it to the producer, and we'll arrange it.
376-4002. Call me because I need to answer.
Okay.
And y'all need to be educated on a lot of things.
I will appreciate that.
Assumptions being made.
I will appreciate that. Thank you. Next call on the line. Go ahead, please. Next call on the line. Go ahead, please.
Hey, God.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
I would love to see if it's somehow we could see how much these union make a month.
Mm-hmm.
You will be surprised to know how much they make in a month. This is the reason why I believe they be carrying on like this. Why the members scrapping for little noodles and things like that to eat? Let me tell you something. Those two Ferguson.
I try not to make it too personal, but of course, my ghostwriter, as Ms. Belinda Wilson just said, those were his words, but he is also a civil servant. So. I think I was doing them a favor, allowing them to hear what civil servants think about them. And now, all of a sudden, it's a y'all thing. It ain't me. I ain't no civil servant. But I appreciate what you're saying. Go ahead.
What they be saying, mm-hmm. This is be inside the papers. So he ain't not making it personal.
Okay.
The Ferguson, the one for in Pinewood,
mm-hmm.
He told his members, you all go to the doctor and get a sick slip. You understand me? These things are in the paper. These people should be ashamed and say, this little country, what are they trying to do to this little country, to destroy this little country? And it seems like those two Ferguson and the union teacher, like when they talk, there's some type of God, especially the teacher's union woman. When she's talking, I think...
Well, you know what? She's going to address us after the news. I understand. I cannot wait to hear from her. They said, my first priority and my love is for my country, and I am not interested in destabilizing our country financially for the few. I want performance for my money. Now, anyone who works with me knows this. If you work for Garth Millard Roseboro, do your job. Once you do your job, you get paid. If you don't do your job, I don't want to pay you. I want to fire you. And I'm saying my dad is a teacher. So when she calls, I want to know, since my dad was a teacher, till now, and the grade point average is a D, I need them to explain that to me. Now, that's me personally. But all the rest of the stuff about the money and who should get the money and the increment and this, she can explain that, and we can talk about that. But as for me, I'm tired of hearing excuses as to why our children dumb. That's what I want to know about, because they dumb. I don't care what you say. I can say it on the air today. I can tell you straight up, you're dumb. Them children coming out dumb.
Dumb.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next caller on the line before the news. Go ahead, caller. Caller on the line, go ahead. Well, I guess that's it. I know I got a whole lot of text messages here today. I thank Miss Belinda Wilson for calling. Her sister is my very, very good friend. Miss Dinah Wilson, a very, very good friend. Please note for me, saying you Bahamian people is, if you got a civil service job, do your job. In the honor of my very late good friend, Herbert Ferguson. I know his sister's also in the civil service of high regard. This man been on the job for 37 years and never get a raise. Started as a clerk, died as a clerk. We got some people out there who work hard and keep their departments together, keep their departments on the go, and never, ever, ever get a raise. You know why? Because they're not in the right party, or they ain't in the right family, or they don't attend the right church, or people take hold you down. Black crab mentality killing this country. For those who work, pay these people. For those who don't work, let's fire them. I'll see you after the news.
Best CEO 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low.
And we're back. This is Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM. I am your host, Garth Menard Roseboro. I got sitting in the studio with me, Bishop Kermit Agaro, the number one fan of unions in this country. And, of course, I heard from some of my very dear friends during the break. And I did promise Miss Belinda Wilson, who is a Johnson, by the way, my family, you know, my great-grandmother's Ella Johnson out of Lovely Bay Acklands. You know, they smart people. But you know how I go. I get biggity just like her. You know, she got a little bit of blood in her too. But I know we all mean well, but we got to fix this country. And so I want to throw those numbers out quickly before we start. And I'm going to introduce Bishop Kermit Agaro in brief. And then I'm going to give Miss Belinda Wilson, don't fight me, folks. Don't fight me. Based on her position, I got to give her at least 5 to 10 minutes. The ghostwriter wrote what they wrote. She has a right to defend herself and to explain to us what's going on. We got to give her that respect. And so here are the numbers again, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence, 300-5720, or you can text in at 422-4796. Producer, let's go ahead to Miss Belinda Wilson, man. We got to listen to this lady. I want y'all to listen now. Get your pen and paper, and we got to give her undivided attention. Go ahead. Miss Wilson, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Man, you wouldn't come sit with me, so I got to...
Don't invite me.
I got a fan of yours right here in the studio, and the producer say, "That's my girl. Don't touch my girl." I said, "Oh, yeah. Lord, I in trouble now." Go ahead. Go ahead,
guys. A lot was said. First of all, I want to tell the gentleman who called... Yes. And I'm not miserable. I'm a Christian.
Yes.
From December the 31st, 1989.
Wow.
I'm a wife of 35 years, and I have a lovely husband. I have a beautiful daughter. And I have a happy home.
Praise God.
I'm not miserable.
Praise God.
But my job calls for addressing some matters.
Please do.
That make other people uncomfortable.
Yes, it does.
All right. So let me go on to the ghostwriter.
Yes.
Okay, so the ghostwriter said, "What accomplishment?" I was jotting down as you were reading. what accomplishment the union leaders may have done before they were elected.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I am a trained teacher with a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, and a teaching certification. I also have certification in accounts, human resources, etc.
Yes.
And he also said that some persons are unaccomplished. Well, first of all, I taught my students to the best of my ability, many of whom I see now in the community doing good work. But I was the first teacher of the year at Doris Johnson Senior High in 2003. Mm-hmm. I was the coach of the year, the national coach of the year in the country. I'm an athlete. I run track and field, softball, volleyball, softball, I paid all of them. I actually represented the country in Colombia on the women's national softball team. I also coached a cross-country team for the Bahamas under the B3A. So that's some of my accomplishments. I'll be here all day, so I'm going to move on.
Yes, go ahead, Bryce. Go ahead, Cuz. Mm-hmm.
The ghostwriter team are not... Oh, let me... I can't leave this out. I've recruited hundreds of students who went off to college, and it's about 200 that I recruited personally, because I recruited for about 10 to 12 universities and colleges, and I also assisted, who's now the Governor General, Cynthia Mother Pratt, with recruiting when she recruited for St. Augustine's College and other colleges and universities.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about the livable wage increase. I am a part of a committee which the ILO has given us technical support. Mm-hmm. So I'm representing the Bahamas National Alliance Trade Union Congress. The other two congresses, they have representatives also on the livable wage committee. In fact, one part of the research was just completed maybe about a week and a half ago. So the conversation continues with labor, with the National Tripartite Council, with the ILO, and mm-hmm. with the unions. So definitely the livable wage is something that we are working on, and actually, based on the information we just got, we're not ready yet to come out to the public. He talked about that I told our members not to register on the Oracle. Actually, mm-hmm. that's not totally true. In fact, when we had a meeting with the persons from Oracle and the representatives of the Ministry of Finance, this meeting was December the 19th, 2023. From that meeting, they asked me to go ahead. We raised a lot of concern about the Oracle at that meeting. We've not yet gotten responses, which is 2 years later now, to the concerns that we had. But in between time, up to last week, we had several meetings. However, I did hold a meeting in January of 2024. I asked my members to sign on. What happened is the first day that maybe about 4 to 6 of my members signed on to the Oracle, they were able to read someone else's personal information, because the Oracle asks you to upload your name, your date of birth, whether you're married, your marriage certificate, all of your degrees, your mm-hmm. national insurance number, your telephone number, where you live, etc. So mm-hmm. we then told our members not to go on to the Oracle, and it was actually something called My Profile, not to go on to that anymore until it is fixed. And I can say to you, the meeting that was held last Tuesday before last, September the 9th, with Minister Michael Alkeeters and the Financial Secretary, the Permanent Secretary of Finance, and the Oracle person, we write about it from December 2023. So there's so many things that we are uncertain about. And we also have in our possession persons' personal information, and I won't say where they're from, but from two entities. Mr. Kimsey Ferguson has copies that were sent to him, and I have copies of persons who are not even in my bargaining unit, but I could tell you their name, their date of birth. I could tell you what degree they have, when they started working at whatever the place is they're working. So we are concerned about data protection. So it's nothing to do with we're avoiding accountability. We want to make sure that when our teachers put in the information, it is secure. Data protection is that's very important. The ghostwriter also said something about teachers have summer break. Well, I would like for the ghostwriter to come into we want to invite him to a classroom on Monday. You could get his name and number, and we will let him. We'll tell him to come. 8:45 in the morning, and we will give him one class with about 35 to 40 students, and we will leave him there from 8:45 to 3 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And then I would want to talk to him as to whether he needs a break, not even in the summer. he needs a break right after 3 p.m. because teaching is not easy, and there's a lot of things that we try to accomplish in the class with 35, 40 students. I'm looking at you with various ability issues. Some were raped the night before. Some came without breakfast. Some just witnessed the guy shot down in his head out in the street. So all of this, we need a break so that teachers do not get burnt out. The next thing he said, and I thought was, a caller made, it's personal. I think he's trying to personally attack me. Mm-hmm. But I want to say that I am very proud that the Bahamas Union of Teachers, we are building a building. And in fact, we have a building in Grand Bahama. It's called the Belinda M. Wilson Convention Center.
Mm.
It's a multi-purpose building.
Mm-hmm.
We built that. We had a loan in the bank. We've now paid off the bank. So it's a multi-million dollar edifice that we do not owe one penny to anyone for. And that was built under Belinda Wilson's leadership. I want to also say that they took a picture of the building on Bethel Avenue, the big, beautiful building on Bethel Avenue. Yes, our building now for over 4 years, but we don't owe one penny to anyone other than the contractor. So we are building that building mortgage-free. We don't have a loan. We don't have a mortgage. We're building it from the members' union dues. And so we are hoping and praying that this building will be completed by the end of this year, and it's actually an investment for the union. So those are the things that I wanted to address from the ghostwriter, and tell the ghostwriter if he's a man, then he should place his name next to the things that he is saying. Let me quickly say this too.
Mm-hmm.
Persons are saying that the government is giving these people money. Okay, first of all, the government isn't giving us anything. We are civil servants. No, the union did not negotiate for the funds that the prime minister has spoken about.
Mm-hmm.
However, the government salary review. Emanating out of that salary review, it stated that there were various classes of persons in the public service who were being paid under the salary or the rate that they should be paid. So the prime minister then, on May the 28th and on June the 4th, in the House of Assembly, stated that the civil servant, based on the salary review, will be paid. Some will pay June, some will pay July, the others will be paid in September. Okay. Persons are saying they don't need to tell the union anything. Just let me quickly read this. When you look at our industrial agreement that's signed by the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and registered in the Labor Department, 8.19 speaks to the union's rights. The union shall be consulted on any matter which affects the terms and conditions of employment as provided for in this agreement and as listed in Article 6.1 and the recognition agreement. Negotiations shall be engaged when the need arises to allow the parties to agree a resolution to such matters. One other clause I want to read, 8.20. The union shall be provided with all information from the employer to assist with discharging its duty to the members of the bargaining unit. Such information shall include, inter alia is Latin for not limited to, data relevant to the compilation of the industrial agreement, current employees in the bargaining unit segmented by workplace and employee policy document affecting employees, list of advertised vacancies, and circulars. So when the prime minister, in his capacity as the minister of finance, articulated, boasted, touted in the House of Assembly, and it's in his budget communication, and I have the Hansard in front of me, when he said that on June the 4th, all civil servants will be receiving monies in September, and then on June the 18th, in Minister Pia Glover Rhodes' budget communication, she articulated what the prime minister articulated, and she said they did the compensation study and all civil servants will receive an increase. Now, quickly, I'm going to try So the Prime Minister then said, we will be getting between 2% and 8%. So somebody tell me, I'm a leader of a union with more than 2,500 members.
Wow.
I'm also a leader of a Congress that has 9 unions, and the Public Service Union is within my affiliate. So tell me that an intelligent... Tell me that an intelligent leader has the Prime Minister and Minister of Finance articulate something in the Parliament, but he does not give details. So I went and I met with the Prime Minister. And my question to the Prime Minister was, who's getting the money? And he said, everyone. So I then requested from the Prime Minister on September the 3rd, 2025, and he agreed that I should get a copy of the full salary review report, which I've not received yet, that I should get the outline of the cabinet conclusion, which will lay out who they would have approved for payments and how much. I agree that I should get the list of my teachers and my members, who were going to be paid, how much, and when. And they were also supposed to give me the entire public service listing for me to share with Mr. Kinsley Ferguson, who was also in the meeting with me with the Prime Minister. So I don't know what the other leaders do, but as an educator, I believe that I need as much information as I can get so that I can intelligently speak to my members and answer the questions that they asked me today that I got answered.
Because I appreciate you, and we heard you, we listened to you, we took our notes. We got to take a quick break, but we'll allow the public to respond. But I do appreciate you, and I will be inviting you shortly to come ahead and give us a full show. But we appreciate your service to us, the Bahamian people. Thank you so much.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Summer lasts forever at BWF. Beat the heat with unbelievable prices. Up to 50% off tent sales Saturday, September 27th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Deals, deals, and more deals. Red hot prices and cool buys. Brighten this season with huge savings. Up to 50% off tent sales Saturday, September 27th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Savings includes fans, coolers, grills and griddles, cooking supplies, lawn and garden supplies, household supplies, and much more. Shop now and save with BWF new store hours Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. BWF, we are more than just our name. Number 13 Wilton Street. Check us out on Facebook and like our page to keep up to date with more exciting bargains. BWF, we ship to the Family Islands. Telephone 394-0004 or 6.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it.
This is Guardian Talk Radio 96.9 FM here in beautiful sunny. I got to emphasize the word sunny because I heard y'all had so much rain in the 2 weeks while I was gone. It was torrential, and I understand more rain is on. hey, if you don't have the money, like they say in our, from our sponsorship list, go and see the bank. The bank said they'll lend you the money to make sure your house is secured. Don't take your security lightly. Do whatever you have to do to protect you and your family. We just heard from the union president, Ms. Belinda Wilson. She sits over two unions, one of them having some nine unions underneath her belt, as well as the teachers' union here in the Bahamas. My very good friend, we had a discussion early this morning based on what he sent to me. There were those who believed that those were my words, and I'm going to say this to you, that he is my good friend, and Belinda Wilson is also our good friend, and we were privileged, I would say the word privileged, to hear in the mind of one person and the response of the source, the other person. And of course, there are varying opinions and varying beliefs in between. While on break, I even got a personal attack. I got a personal attack as if I was the president or as if I was the person who wrote the letter. And all Garth simply said today is that I believe that people should be compensated based on their performance. That is where I stand today. And so one person who's also a ghostwriter says, I'm not saying anything important. So if I'm not saying anything important, I just want to know how I got here. Maybe you want to sit here, make your application, call 302-2300, and tell them you want to sit here. Because if you sit here from 12 to 2, guess what Garth Minard Roseborough is going to do? I'm going where no man has to think anymore. I'm going fishing. It ain't that big a deal. But if you feel you so important and you need to have everyone hear what you got to say, by the grace of God and his power, you come sit right here from 12 to 2 every day and allow the Bahamian people to have something to say. I have no issue with that. I just need you to know that. In other words, I'm telling you, shut up and sit small or come sit here and do the job. Don't talk about it. Just do it. This ain't hard. 323-6232-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of Ireland, 300-5720, or you can text in at 422-4796. I got a whole lot of texts on the line, but I got to introduce the person sitting in studio today wearing Gucci. I keep telling you all Bahamian people, but you all something else. You all got to wear the finest and the best. Bishop Kermit Agaru in the Gucci outfit. We just heard from Belinda Wilson. What's your experience with the unions, if I may ask? I know me no gangster preacher here. We ain't no gangster preacher in this studio. We need a righteous preacher. Tell the truth and tell me what's your experience with the union. And then I got to go to the call lines right after that.
Well, I want to say hats off to her. Seems like she has...
Wait a minute. Introduce her to me. People tell them, hello, this is Bahamas. We got to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Come
beautiful,
on, man.
Beautiful, good morning. This is Bishop Kermit Agaru. Have a church here on Windsor Lane, heavily connected. Outreach Ministries International. They call me the gangster pastor who take the guns and the knives away from the people in the old well in the churchyard, where all kind of machine guns and everything is down there, break up and take it from the people. So they say I deal with all the thugs and deal with the good people too as well. So this beautiful island of Bahamas, I just want to say, I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad to be in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And this morning I was out to South Beach and the water was crystal clear. Go try it and go pray out there sometimes. Blessings.
And tell us about that union. Because they still on the line waiting.
Listen, let me tell you something. The union is...
2 minutes, and I got to get to these lines.
The union is a beautiful thing. And I just want to say hats off to the lady. She's very knowledgeable about certain things. And I want to say hats off to John Pinder as well. The union is very...
You're a union lover.
Yeah, I'm a union lover.
Well, let me take a phone call because you like union. Yeah, next caller on the line, go ahead. Because this fellow talk with, he loves unions. Go ahead, next caller.
Yes, sir. I'd like to say that Belinda Wilson is the best union leader since...
You and Kermit Agaru like union people and like Belinda Wilson?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
She's old school of mine from Kansas. You know, but you know, remember she's the one that blew the whistle on the deal from the PLP last election.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that it had a component of livable wage that was not done. You understand what I'm saying? The livable wage. But I have a problem with these unions and that they don't support the ununionized workers. You know what I mean? In other words, the livable wage, it affects the non-unionized workers much more than I believe that all of their workers are earning a livable wage.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Well, so I have a problem with it.
Well, I appreciate you, my brother.
You know, and I have a problem with the Stevens of the world.
The who?
The Stevens of the world.
And who
of
they
the
is?
Bahamas.
Who they is?
You know the Steven and Django?
Oh! who that is on a night? Them.
As long as they get it, they have it.
sitting sipping on Chardonnay, you know, with their boots on.
Understand me? They the chemists, the biologists, the mathematicians, but they seem that they don't know that economics is not an exact science. You understand? They never want to discuss the socialism and capitalism and the mm-hmm. it has.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Inequality. They want to talk about science, meaning that things don't put no, the science ain't putting no bread in, no food in our mouth. You understand me?
Boy, I hear you talking about the problems.
We ain't never had a deal. You understand me? All we had was some liberties with no deals.
Well, boy,
the Bahamian deal?
What is the deal?
The livable wage.
Yeah, the livable wage.
We need in this farmers.
But boy, I appreciate I appreciate your call. Let me take another caller. Go ahead, caller. Oh, that caller, I lost that caller there, too. Listen, man, I even heard from one of my dear friends, and this is one of your family members, Agaro.
Yeah.
You know, you use a Hensley from.
Yeah, Hensley from Andrews.
But I ain't calling their name, because, yeah, you know, there's a civil servant, too.
Yeah.
And they listen in on, and I love this person dearly, because this person, when I first came to the Bahamas, they make sure I was straight.
Oh, man.
Not only did they make sure I was straight, when I met them down in Florida, right before they got married, they said, "You straight?" And I was living in Atlanta then. And I flew down to meet them for lunch. And they paid for money in my pocket. This is what Bahamian people do who love you. And this friend just wrote me. They said, "Man, listen, you saying something today, friend. Say, tell the man it's called passion." This man said, "I sound angry." But she know me. She says, "It's called passion. You are passionate. Continue to do well." That's my very, very, very good friend. And I heard from my cousin, Belinda Wilson's sister. I heard from her. I just got to give her a quick shout out, Dr. Dinah Knowles. Thank you for your encouragement, you know. And she had to remind me of his family. So, you know,
yeah.
You see how small the Bahamas is?
Very small.
But I still like my friend who texted me this morning. See, you see how small it is? All I simply say to these people is we got to try to fix the country. Am I right or wrong for that, Bishop Criminal Guy?
You're right. I just want to elaborate on my experience with the union. I think the union is very, very good for this country. If it wasn't for the union, I don't think I would have the money that I have, the house that I have, where I'm living, how I'm living, and lifestyle.
Because, you was one of the people that managed to help you, Steven.
I used to work to Atlanta.
You were Steven.
Yeah, where
you were Steven. You were Steven in your Gucci coat. You were Steven. Man, we ain't listening to them no more, man. Listen. Let me give out these numbers. Yeah, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, 300-5720, or you can text at 422-4796. I ain't disrespecting my friend there in his Gucci outfit, but he then boasting how he living so good in the Bahamas, and these people say they need their money, they need their increment.
Well, that's what the union's all about. Union, make sure they pay their money, get the money.
But here's this what the Texas says. Garth, why no one address or talk about the two ununionized hotel scandals and breezes? Garth, why no one addresses or talk about the two ununionized hotels and sandals and breezes.
Those two are very important. The union needs to go in there and deal and demand that go to the government and demand that those hotels become unionized. Those hotels run through people like water.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. They need to
they have unfair practices in those places.
Those people need union. Definitely those hotels need union. I can tell you. I used to work to Atlantis, and if the union, we had like a shop steward called Sydney, he's dead now, thank God for him, and a couple other shop stewards. Man, if the shop stewards are not there, listen, those same management who lives with you, lives in the screen to annihilate you if you get a piece of house, and they will make sure that you have a mortgage. That's when they threaten you with your job, and they will treat you like trash. I tell you from experience, and I thank God for union. Because I would have been fired from Atlantis a very, very long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And those people treat you like I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your own. So union, shout out for the union. God bless the union. Thank God for the union. And this whole country need to be unionized to save our people, the little piece of jobs and stuff that they have.
Well, this is what I've learned about you Bahamian people. Let me tell you what I've learned. And people keep on trying to size me up and don't know nothing about me. They said, I ain't my feelings. oh, we play funeral music. When you come into the studio, I'd rather listen to funeral. Listen to what they're saying to me. I'd rather listen to funeral music. So let me ask you a question again. Why are you listening, though? Why are you still listening? Shut off your radio and go about your business. I didn't tell you. Only about 30% of the Bahamian people are going to ever love you at any one given time, especially during political season. I didn't tell you that. I ain't looking for you to be my friend. I ask you one question. Am I telling you the truth? Am I telling any lies? And if you are a person who are a fan of lies and untruth, you will never, ever, ever like me. If you don't love me by now, you will never, ever, ever, ever love me. Ooh, 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 ooh. You want me saying that for you? Boss man, you got a switch on your radio? Shut it off. If you don't want me here, write to Guardian, send me fishing. This ain't hard. You Bahamian people, I am here to fight for our nation, to say I want our nation to be better. And you know what you just told me? You rather listen to funeral music than us trying to save our nation. This is why the country can't get nowhere.
And we need to move away from the personal issues.
They've got personal.
The personal issue. And it may go back to where you work and stuff. People really get really personal with you.
But they call themselves a Christian nation. This is why I don't believe these people. Yeah. And they say I get bent out of shape. Bishop, you know me.
Definitely.
You know me. You know my life.
I know some part of your life. But I don't know.
What you know about me?
You be a person of opportunity. Give people an opportunity to broaden their eyes and then take.
That's all I ever did in my entire life, and they hate me for it. But you know what? These are the same people who say crucify him, crucify him. That's why I ain't checking for them. You know.
Well, some people say hooray, and the same people who say hooray and say crucify.
Caller, go ahead, caller.
Hey, what's happening, God?
Man, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I don't mind them fussing me out. I can take blows. I can take blows.
I don't feel like none of our government really concerned about the Bahamian worker.
Mm-hmm.
Because those hotels should have been unionized. I don't care where
long they come time, from. Long time.
Union. This is the Bahamas.
Long time. Union.
You know, and when you see a company could actually shut their place down because people won't get union, that was our time for our governors to push them out.
That's right.
But they so busy getting grease under the table, they don't care for that. So if they really serious, make those places unionized where they ain't unionized.
I see you.
And stop playing around with the Bahamian people's jobs. And then they bring in a bunch of foreigners from where they come from, harassing the Bahamian people and overworking them.
I heard about that in, I think, Eleuthera.
You guys.
And some other places. I appreciate you, man. I heard about those stories before. Next call on the line, go ahead.
Garth Rose Burrows.
Hey, what to do now?
Listen, you are an extremely passionate man.
You better know this.
For those who don't know you by now, as long as you've been in and out and around the radio and the talk radio world, I guess that they're lost. But you know, I've met you in person.
Yes.
I've had face-to-face conversation, and you'd esteem wherever you are, on the radio, in person.
I appreciate you, and I love you.
You're not a fake person.
Never.
So for those who are looking for a fake radio personality, they are on the wrong show.
I appreciate you so much.
You speak your mind, and I see people like you and Dwight and Howard. I love talking to people who are real.
You understand me?
And Belinda Wilson knows I just love the way she speaks.
Well, you know, I had to put it on her, so she called me. Christmas coming.
And you know, when she speaks with such authority.
Uh-huh.
It's really amazing to listen to her.
Well, I like women in leadership because women in leadership tend to be nurturing. They tend to have an eye that we men don't have. And so when it comes to women leadership, I continue to employ all women. But I, of course, our men, we need to continue to step up and be the leaders that we intended to be. I think all Bahamian people should be a tribe of leadership for the world. I believe that.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
But I appreciate you. You know, when I was coming back from Florida, I'm not going to call my friend's name, but, you know, he's so kind to me. And we were together in Michigan and together in Florida. And I called him. I said, you know what I'm thinking? He said, what? I said, I watched you buy so many lottery tickets, and you ain't hit nothing yet. What I'm going to do, because I never buy lottery tickets. I said, I'm going to buy you some lottery tickets. This is what I do. I like people. I like people to do well. I want you to be the greatest people on the earth. And if you hate me for it, God bless you. We're going to take a quick break, folks. This is Guardian Radio Today. I'm Garth Rose Farrell, sitting in with Bishop Kermit Agaro. We're going to take this quick break and be right back. I'm going to read these texts and be prepared to get out of here. I take a look at my life
and realize there's nothing left. When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Don't settle for ordinary when you can have the Farmhouse King only at Burger King Nassau.
It's back!
Mm-hmm. Sink your teeth into 100% flame-grilled beef, stacked with crisp bacon, melty American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and the bold sauce that adds the perfect kick for a flavor sensation fit for a king. Grab the Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or go all in with the Farmhouse King's Feast. It's bigger, it's better, and it's only at Burger King Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back. You see, I'm not a hard person to get along with. You ask for the funeral music, I give you the funeral music. This is Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM. You ask for it, we surely will deliver. It's a highway to heaven. And I want you to know one thing. It starts and it ends. That's the way this highway works. And while we're still on this highway, we got to learn to love and appreciate each other. And Wally, you're on the board today. I appreciate you fulfilling the request of that person who wanted to hear some funeral music. There you go. Thank you. Bishop Kermit Agaro, you've been in here fighting me in this Gucci outfit. Say you want to say something good for the union, but you got to let my callers say something quick. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Call will be recorded.
Uh-oh. Hello? Am I being recorded? Oh, I better hang that one up. next call on the line, go ahead. Hello? Hello? Bishop Kermit, go ahead.
Listen, the union, I give hats off to the union. The union, I just want to say this. Sidney, he's dead and gone. Shop Steward and many other Shop Steward in the 1995, 96, 97, 98, and even 2001 and come up. Very, very, very. They were good Shop Stewards. They were good representation for the union, the Hotel Allied Union, beautiful people. And, you know, there were some people who were not in the union and wanted the representation of the union. I would advise people in the hotel who are not unionized to get unionized, because union is very, very vital and very, very important. You have some people. My experience is that when you, some managers in the hotel, still renting. They have their priority mix up. And when you come there and have your priority together, they see you get a home, a mortgage, they see you get that, they will antagonize your job for you to be fired so that you can lose everything. You have some people does that. And I could tell you the only thing saves you in that hotel is the union. I've worked at Atlantis, and I have been in, I've counted how much time I've been in human resources, 42 times. For the duration, I worked in Atlantis from 2001, and I left in 2007. I've been in human resources 42 times, and I'm the only person I think must be 27 or more warning slips. And you're only supposed to get 7 in 1 year. I was getting 21 slips.
So you was late.
No, ain't late.
You ain't late?
Ain't late.
You back talk the manager?
No, I ain't back talk the manager.
You ain't treat the guests right?
I treat the guests right. That you come and you overshine them. You get more than them. You get a house, you got a nice car, you get things going. They know you get a loan. They were informed that when you get the loan, you got to go through them, and then you got to go to human resources to get your job letter. And so as you get your house, that's when they start tagging you.
Now, I know Behemoths will drive past your house to see where you
are. Yeah, you mean? They will mash
they
you up.
See that they mash you
they
up.
They will mash you up.
Let me take this next caller. Caller, go on the line, please. Go ahead, caller.
Hey,
God. Hey. How you doing? Man, I good, man. Where you been?
Been right here, holding on. I listened to your show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going back from the beginning, I was tuning in, right?
Yeah.
I listened to what your ghostwriter said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the conversation with yourself and the president of the teachers union, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you did. You do a good job listening.
A few things jumped out at me. And
please
then
do.
I made a call to one of the government cabinet ministers.
Wow.
To acquire some more information, right?
Yeah.
So please just bear with me so I can get this out.
So I'll give you 2 minutes.
Thank you.
Good.
First and foremost, when President Belinda spoke,
mm-hmm.
she acknowledged that the government is not required to, and let me phrase that differently. The government is not definitive that the government does anything as it relates to getting the approvals from the government.
Mm-hmm.
The government may discuss with the union. She made that very clear, right? I wanted to ascertain if the government is required by law, by any law in this country, to get the approval of the union in order to review salaries upward, not downward, upward. There is no law in the books in this country that requires the government of the Bahamas, nor restricts the prime minister from upwardly increasing the salaries. Now, if we are talking about reversing salaries or moving salaries downward, that's a completely different conversation.
Can I ask you a question? Because I know you are very detailed. I know you're very astute, and I really, really, really do appreciate that. And I know we're at the 150 mark. I know you waited to hear everything.
Yes.
And I really, truly want to hear your total synopsis. I know it's not going to take 2 minutes. I know it's going to be longer than that. But in respect to the Texans and the other callers, I want to really hear what you have to say.
All I need is the 2 minutes, God.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll get it done in the 2 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay.
And so, second thing we ought to pay attention to, the teachers' union,
mm-hmm.
the members of the union,
mm-hmm.
they have already received salary increases, increments, and bonuses mm-hmm. from the government of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the civil service did not receive anything. Theirs has been frozen for 14 years. This is my biggest concern. Therefore, how could you seek to create trouble or challenge for the government in seeking to address positively its staff? They are the government staff before they are the union members. And the government isn't doing anything negative to the staff. The government is reassessing positively, bringing into right alignment, especially when you consider cost of living, cost increases, rent increases, housing, mortgage increases, et cetera, et cetera. The government is seeking to bring into alignment to make more affordable, to make better for its staff, a standard salary in the country that's comparable to other areas of performances privately. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
And the government isn't required by law to get any approval from any union in order to undertake that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so there's nothing wrong with what the government of the Bahamas is doing. And in addition to that, I'll end with this, God.
Yeah. Go ahead, quickly.
We all must remember
mm-hmm.
the teachers' union have received multiple increases since 2021 when the Davis administration came to office. That was my biggest concern. Have they been left out of the consideration? No, they haven't. They were ahead of the consideration. Now the rest of the civil service is coming into full stream. It's on the target of the prime minister. And he's doing what he has to do to improve their lives.
Right,
thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, man.
Very well done.
I got to try to clear this board really quickly
that,
now.
That caller seems to be more personal politically in terms of maybe with a political party. We'll be talking about when union, there's more technicalities when persons work with the union deals with in terms of people to people. The union has to come in and regulate certain stuff. And I believe that it should be mandatory that the government met with the union so that the union could regularize things, because there are some internal things that people go through day to day that the union protects them from.
Well, one thing I am sure about, when she said that she is the union president and she has 9 other unions in another regard, and what do we expect for her to do with all those people on her case? I could understand the immense pressure. Call on the line, go ahead. Caller, go ahead. Caller, you there? Next call.
How are you? It's Alan Johnson. Just give me 2 minutes. Hey, God, you say human resources was part of your thing, right?
Yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't catch your whole show. I was in the middle of doing something, but I did catch the end where Belinda came in.
Okay.
Just let me say this, right? In the government services, we have temporary contract workers, we have PNP, we have casual workers, 52-week program, and some unclassified individuals. And I know we're talking about one people. I hope Belinda's listening to this as a statistician or data person. Understand this. This is why the union must be involved. If the government has, in the previous occasion, was negotiating with me on the premise that, let's say, I was getting paid $300 a week for the last 14 years, and then the government do a salary increase or adjustment that said that I should have been being paid $400 a week, that means that the union may have been negotiating for me under the false pretense based on my previous salary, when they should have been arguing for me from the premise of the $400. So that's why it's important that we have always data-based decisions. I know this government is not good on transparency, accountability, integrity, or freedom of information. This is not my statement. This is their statement. And this is why it's important that all of you are trying to see good governance comes with the assistance of an informed citizenry. And when government refused to provide access to the information for the citizens to be informed, it becomes the definition of slavery. It says governance without consent of the governed is the very definition of slavery. And so it begins to tell us, when government refused to engage its citizens or provide the information, we begin to question what has been hidden. And this is chaos of governance and the inability to understand the financial position the country is in.
I like that idea of financial position.
Consistent and consistent information.
All right, but I thank you so much, C. Allen. I got to take this other last caller. Caller, go ahead. Last caller on the line. Listen, Bishop, I'm going to allow you to. Got this caller? Go ahead, caller. Last caller. Go ahead, caller.
What's up?
Hey, man, I had to take your last call.
I'm glad to be your last caller, because nobody can text or call after me.
You got one more, we'll just light up my line, but I got to give you 30 seconds. Go ahead. Go ahead, 30 seconds.
You want to define the word slavery?
Uh-huh.
The past government under Mr. Minas.
Okay, well, I got to let you go. That's your 30 seconds. Next caller, let's go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hey, I got to give you 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, God, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Nonsense. Anton is a disgrace. I agree with your co-host. When it comes to national issues, they are embarrassment to this nation. But listen, what I really wanted to talk about, 2 seconds, is appointments at the hospitals and stuff. God, why does it take so long? Someone having a problem that your appointment could take 6 months to almost 2 years. Something wrong with that, God?
Boy, we got to talk about that. Call in. I appreciate you. Listen, I got all these texts here. I don't know how I can finish these texts in time. But, Garth, I believe a salary increase changes the terms of benefits for workers. And they will know, Anton, if you're still working for government, they will know what you're doing. everybody now, we're talking about Anton. Anton, as soon as you call the show, everybody talking about you. Garth, you are on point. It's really a performance issue with civil servants, unions. No, it's the death of us. For the union workers to not call out the slackers. Shady. Union times pass. There are other mechanisms now for equality. Good afternoon, Garth and guests. It's a loose and foolish talk to say that non-union members don't benefit from union negotiations. Those folks that run on with nonsensical talk can't appreciate unions, because I suspect that they don't have a need for the union's services. This person says, I love you, brother. Keep doing what you do. But I know who that is. That's my boy right there. You'll hear from him next week. Someone called me Pearly again. Now, we went to the same high school. We sound similar, but I'm not Pearly. I'm Garth. But I appreciate you. But this person is a professional nurse. And they admire Belinda Wilson's tenacity, boldness, smartness. She fears nobody. She's one of the few women we have in this country who can hold her own and keep the government's officials' feet to the fire. Hats off to you, Belinda. You got a shout-out today. Hello, based on how ego trips and how it sounds on radio, thought leaders should stop using I and my so much in their communication. Listeners really want to hear you. References according to Steinitz principles, not Trump's. For example, Brother Garth, it says here, excellent talk show today. That letter speaks volumes to how the system works and how various Bahamian people suffer from the system who do not support corruption in the workplace. With kickbacks, they have destroyed the public service through nepotism and unfairness. We need to, like how the late Dr. Miles Monroe said, through Jehovah, God Almighty. This is from the mayor of Grand Bahama. Brother Garth, excellent talk show today. Thank you so much. And then we have a good day. What accomplishments are we to look for in a leader? Money answers all questions. Here is where I end, Agaro, to say to you, I'm going to let you close the show. I started to talk about performance. I only want the country to be right. I understand you have an opinion. I understand you kind of feel that it should run the way you think. But I think the evidence is in the pudding. If you're talking about education, whatever the union is going through, can the children become smarter? How can we make them smarter? We keep complaining about the intelligence level of our children. But I'm going to ask you a question, Kermit Agaro. Are the children dumb? Are the teachers dumb? Or are the system itself, is it dumb? Something got to be dumb because the grade point average is saying I'd be dumb. Is this happening all over our country? We got to fix this. Kermit Agaro.
I believe that... teachers are fed up, they're tired. Even though the police officers go through a lot, when they look at their salary, some get sighed, some get mad. Things cannot happen, things they can't meet, different obligations. And so, you know, I believe they should be, I believe they should get a raise.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9, talkradio.com, and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.